We need time, fellas.
The sports.
That reminded me of Pineapple Express.
The sports guy.
What else we'll get? Yo, we are back at it. It's on the Addicts. Ando, what up? What's up? Don, what up?
Oh, what's good? Damn, we starting already? Shit.
Yeah, we started. Yeah, I wonder what happened. Like, the passing of... I want to get the name correctly so I don't fuck it up.
Omar.
Yes, but originally real name Michael Omar. Kenneth Williams.
Fucking Omar. Michael,
died from OD, which is kind of like... caught me a little bit.
What was it that he OD'd off of? Did they say?
I'm not sure. Nah, the article I read, which was from the beginning. I mean, more updates probably came,
it's
but...
it's probably a book of sugar.
That's how you
that booby shit.
Allegedly.
Booby sugar?
Allegedly.
Then you call OD on AA.
Yeah, especially if you get hit with, like, nowadays they have fentanyl and that shit, so they get too much of it.
They put fentanyl and everything.
You're damn right.
Scooby Snacks.
Fentanyl cereal.
The new Wonder Drugs.
That's crazy.
Game of still fruit snacks. Section 8 chicks. No
wonder. That's it's a lot of talented actors that a lot of talented people have died from an overdose. Got Heath Ledger, Whitney, Michael Jackson.
But my thing is the amount of times those people were doing it though.
Yeah, because they got the money. Yeah,
probably insane. That was a lot, like a lot, a long time for Whitney, because they said she was sniffing shit when we was like what in elementary. Me and Kev. Because I was in, you was in elementary at a different time than me, but yeah.
Nah, but
when Whitney Houston was
90s and 80s, she
was doing the national anthem. She was tooting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so
all they all do. First of all, every celebrity, rich person, they get bored and they do. Not all of them. Not all of them.
I probably say a good percent of them was already doing it beforehand.
But I'm talking about, like, right now, like, if you think of a name, a celebrity, unless they're, like, athletes who need them to, like, perform better when they're not on something, actors and all this, they all party, they all do these drugs, you know what I mean? They all do it. Because they get bored. 85, 95% of them, you know what I mean? They're rich, they're chilling, they want to party, they want to do stuff, you know what I mean? They're all doing that shit. It's just, I feel like I think with him, I think his situation was he probably got bored because he hasn't been working a lot.
No, I thought that he was. Wasn't he on some recent shit not too long ago? Like some type of show or some shit, I think.
Maybe he was.
Fucking competition, because he was doing a lot of narrating too for shit at one point. So, I don't know. Possibly, you may be right though.
A lot of people aren't working. One of the most talented people.
Villains.
If you call Omar a villain, but he made me feel like his character was justified. Whenever he would rob someone, I would feel like.
Well, he would be considered. That's what I'm saying. But he could be considered a villain.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But then when he robbed Marlo, was not Marlo a villain? So it was like a villain robbing a villain.
Two villains don't make a... I'm gonna say they cancel each other out.
And then when Marlo was like, you know, that's my money on the table. And then he was like, money don't have owners, it only has spenders.
Exactly.
I was like, that's real. You don't own the money in your pocket. You're not gonna keep it forever just sitting there. You don't want to spend it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But rest in peace, you know what I mean? Great actor. Mm-hmm. He'll always be.
And he was versatile. They could play a couple.
He played a good
different type of roles.
He played a gay street thief. Mm. That was like that. It was like poetry when he robbed you. Like that was.
Nigga said poetry.
Yeah, because the way he did it was like I felt like I was watching. It was like the first of all, The Wire was like one of those shows where I felt like I was watching like. The show on Broadway on the streets. Because the way they talk, like no one in the streets talk like that.
It's a problem.
How Marlo would talk. He was like the stuff he would say.
Honestly, I wouldn't say verbatim, but yeah, I've met some people that talk in a manner in which you're like, Niggas really talk like that?
I can't even think of a quote, but yeah. The way he would talk was like,
"My name is my name."
Yeah. He had like quotables and shit. Like, but his character was like, he was one way. He was like, "Yo, the only thing that matters is my name. That's it."
Yeah.
He didn't even care about money like that.
Yeah, mad money.
Yeah, he just wanted the power and the name. He just wanted his name to be like the top guy in Marlo.
Want to be the boss.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, So, with, watching some football and shit. Like, not football, I should say. Watching some shit. They was talking about, I guess, that dude, Russell Williams or some shit. Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson. Yeah. So, like, is he, like, did he, like, cheat or some shit on her or some shit?
No.
Look at your face. I don't know. I'm asking.
Because he's, like,
in the meme. He's in, like, memes lately and shit.
You thinking about that? Yeah. I can see him.
Did he get traded or something?
I can see Westbrook. Yeah. I think he went to L.A. He went to L.A.
Recently he got traded?
Left Washington.
Just recently?
It was Westbrook?
Okay.
No,
I never said Westbrook.
That was the third time I did it in different ways.
Yeah, he was just talking shit. I'm like Russell Williams.
Yeah, he plays basketball.
Russell Williams.
No, you said Russell Williams. Who's Russell Williams?
Russell Williams.
That's my point. That's why I thought you was talking shit. But yeah, Russell Wilson. So he got traded. All right, that makes sense why he's in memes and shit now.
I don't know if he got traded. I thought it was a Westbrook.
It says here.
What are you talking about? Westbrook.
Richard Sherman, Russell Wilson caught up in IG model cheating scandal.
See? I thought I was bugging. I thought it was like because he got traded or some shit.
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm surprised.
He's going to show you,
he's
right?
A Jesus man.
Yeah, my brother's be a skeleton in the closet, man.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Nigga, the preacher be fucking hoes.
Yeah, you right. I don't think it has anything to do with religion. I just think it has, and even being a guy. I think at some point, it's just boredom. And ego.
Addiction.
Addiction. It could be an addiction.
Some people have addictions.
Yeah. But Russell Wilson, I think his addiction is probably football.
Maybe. I don't know. Is he good?
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
He's been doing good?
He's top five quarterbacks.
You know? Oh, damn.
He gets paid probably the most. So, second most in the NFL. He's top five.
What is he?
Top five, right? Who's better? Who you think? What Tom Brady's number one.
It is...
Oh, no, I think he's up there.
Patrick Mahomes is probably number one. Tom Brady.
But this is his sixth year, seventh year, or some shit like that? 12?
If we're just talking money.
Damn, he's that old?
He won a Super Bowl already.
I know that, but I'm saying he's that old. Damn,
yeah, he's like 33,
34. Fuck, I didn't know that.
He's the one that threw the interception on the end zone for my Patriots.
That's how we won a Super Bowl.
That's not my team, so I don't give a fuck.
Nigga could have passed that shit off.
Fuck.
Wanted to dub.
Fucking Russell fucking Peters and fucking, I mean, Russell Williams or whatever the fuck his
Wilson?
Name is.
Yeah, Westbrook, bro. Westbrook.
Westbrook. Westbrook. You shit. Whatever the fuck that guy's name is.
I got something to tell you guys, by the way. While I was watching the game, they showed a statistic of Tom Brady and how fast he threw the ball 10 years ago.
Compared to now.
And how fast he throws the ball now. You know, he's actually releasing the ball quicker. Then his the way he snaps the ball now is quicker now than it was 10 years ago.
Muscle memory. It's because throwing a football is not like a baseball. You're using less arm motion. It becomes like a snap. Depending on where you're throwing it. I'm just bullshitting. I'm just saying.
Unless you're a pitcher. I mean, if you're a pitcher.
So what he does is like he snuffs Giselle. Bop.
Bow, bow, bow. He got a kid.
Never disrespect Tom Brady.
He got a kid. So
he left New England.
He's stressed, yo.
He left us, man.
He left New England. Let's talk about it.
No, y'all fucked up. That's my guy. Yo, wait.
I'm a Patriots fan.
I ain't even a Patriots fan, but I'll tell y'all right now. Y'all fucked up.
Nah.
Y'all let him go. Y'all didn't give him what he gave him.
Hey, Kevin, let me ask you a question.
I'm taking it different. Like, y'all fucked up, people. You're saying y'all fucked up, like we fucked up by letting them go.
Let me ask you a question, right? Skip
you won 6 Super Bowls for a team. 6.
And they won't give you the money you want?
Then, not only do they not give you a wide receiver to throw the ball to, when you ask for the money, that not only did he deserve the money he was getting, even if he got that money, it would have only made him the, like, 10th highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
But it would have been deserving.
He deserved double the money he was asking for. They said no. Right? Not to mention, he had no weapons to throw to. That's why he had a bad season that last year. He had nobody who could get open. So now he's frustrated because he can't win. Now you ain't giving him the money, and he wants to keep playing. You don't want, Belichick didn't want him to come back. Why? Because he's like, yo, this old ass motherfucker ain't about to stay here too long, and then I can't draft nobody because the team's going to keep winning with them. Yep. I can't draft a good quarterback. I can't see how they got Mac Jones because we had a horrible season. That was a strategic move on Bill Belichick because he needed a bad season so he could get a good quarterback, right? So with that said, that's Bill Belichick's style. So you're blaming the wrong person. You're blaming Brady for continuing to be great on another team. When you should be looking at the guy who's still coaching the team, Bill Belichick, who decided to say Father Time is going to catch up to this guy. We're going to let him leave because he's not going to get better. He's going to get worse. So you're looking at the wrong person. I blame Belichick 100% for Tom Brady's departure. And not only do I blame Belichick. If I was Tom Brady, I did the same shit. Matter of fact, Belichick deserves. Belichick got proven that. Now, he didn't get proven, but like Brady, what he did successfully, he made it look like Belichick needed Brady more than Brady needed Belichick. That's all I'm saying. So it worked out in Tom Brady's favor. As a Patriots fan, I don't like him leaving. I wanted him to stay. But at the same time, the reason why he left was totally not his fault. I don't care. What was he supposed to do? Stay? Take $10 million to stay to throw to a bunch of nobodies? And then after that, have to retire because people are going to tell him he's getting too old?
Yep.
Or go to a different team that got receivers, right, and win another Super Bowl? Even if he would have lost in the Super Bowl, it would have been better than playing for the Patriots.
Them niggas is mad, too.
Now, go ahead.
They was kicking themselves in the ass.
But, yeah, all respects, like, Brady's my guy. Like, what? I can't even hate. That's my guy. So I respect him, though. I definitely wish all the best for him, and he's proven, like, he is. This motherfucker came, his first game versus Dak Prescott, right here, that they played on Thursday. Balled out. Like, dude. Dak balled out himself, but yo, this is 4 touchdowns. Yes, 3. He threw like 50 passes. Like, how old is this guy?
44.
44. Don't being able to throw 50 passes.
That's not really old. Technically, in the sense
well
of
over 50%.
It's old football.
In the sense of being there, but he's a quarterback.
Not as a man, but
so I'm saying
as a
he's
quarterback.
I'd say he's a quarterback that's legit only because he's taking less hits than everybody else. So how could you not keep your body honed into perfect shape and still do you know what I mean? Yeah, of course
he's in the most danger of getting hit, though.
That's my point, though. He's in danger of getting hit, but he's in such good shape that it really doesn't.
He plays in a way that he doesn't get. That's why Mayweather was shape. so much.
He can move. He's defensive. He can do whatever. And then if he does,
see Brady when the pocket collapses, because yo, Brady's my guy. I watch like every.
He'll take a hit,
bro. when the pocket collapses, he just slides to the floor. He does his little crouch. Yeah. And people be like, hey, look at the bitch, but...
He's not out here trying to be like, yeah, I'm going to go run for 10 yards. Let's see how long them quarterbacks last.
Exactly.
They don't last long in the NFL. Right. These motherfuckers are 6'4", 300 pounds running 4.5s. When they hit you, it's like a fucking car accident. Yeah. I don't care how tough you are. You ain't getting up the same after a car accident.
That's why he said. He said, "I'm not gonna take no chances and get hit and get injured. I want to make these mills."
And he has, another opportunity to win another Super Bowl. And look, every single player on the Buccaneers, you know what they did? They all re-signed when they could have went out and got weight, especially Shaq. He could have got.
Of course, they're gonna resign.
Jason Pierre-Paul. They all could have got way more money going somewhere else. They're like, nah. We see Brady. We see what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. His diet's plant based. Not saying see, that
he's not out here. No,
you over here trying to recruit people to this plant based shit?
Yeah. I'm just saying, yo. Proof is in the pudding, man.
Proof is in the Whopper, man.
Chris Paul also recently went plant based, and he just went to the NBA Finals. I'm just saying.
So basically, people going plant based is equivalent to selling your soul. So sell your soul,
yo. Tom Brady looks yo. When I was looking at some of his pictures, when he was taking pictures for the game or whatever, I was like, yo, this motherfucker looks like he's 25. I swear to God, he looks like he's 25.
It's the lightning.
It's not. He's not fucking. What's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady, it's not his fault. Like, you just can't be mad at him for making a smart decision. It's like, you can't be, like, if Kobe would have never won a championship after 10 years with the Lakers, but he was averaging 40 a game, and they never put a team together good enough for him to win. When you're a competitor, you get frustrated. Because you're tired of losing. You don't care about the money. You care about winning. You get tired of losing, man. Especially when you're out here balling and you're fucking losing. Anybody's brain would be like, yo, I got a guy.
Shit. If I was on a team that I'm balling hard, kept losing, dropping buckets.
And they blaming you. and they blaming you. They're going to say, it's the worst. Kevin is the reason why they're losing because he's not carrying them.
Would you stay in a if you was getting mad while they was giving you a good contract, right?
$40 million a year.
Say they was giving you mad while, would you personally stay in a spot like if they was like
for the money?
They was just like
not if I'm
but
not.
People didn't like you.
People talking shit to you.
Fuck that. I stay because I'm getting.
The only reason why they're talking shit to me is probably because I'm losing. So in my brain, I'm gonna be thinking about it like this.
Nah, so if you're losing, whatever.
No, I'm gonna pay. Well, if I'm winning and they're talking shit to me, there's something going on.
Yeah,
what's wrong? You know what I mean? Like, what's really the problem?
They just don't like you.
Yeah,
at that point,
just don't fuck with me. So in my opinion, I'd be like, all right.
That shit's funny.
I'll be like, all right. Well, $40 million a year, which is the top paid salary in the NFL, NBA. I'd be like, all right, well, I'll take that for like a couple years. But then after a while, I'm going to be like, I would take half that to go to an opportunity to win. And here's why.
So you do a KD. That's what
you're
saying.
No, KD. You do that to go to opportunity KD to win. KD went to the best team, the team that beat him in the best team in the league. That's different. Yeah, when you're the guy, you can't do that. You know what I mean? He could have went to him going to the Nets right now, yeah. Totally respected. Because he's going to a new team and he just wants to win. But when you hop on a team that won 73 games the year before that beat you, yeah, after you had a 3-1 lead, it kind of looks like you're saying, if you can't beat him, join him. That's what it sounded
but
like.
But if KD joined the Nets and Kyrie Irving and Harden was there the year before.
They wasn't.
I know, but let's just say. You're just saying that his shit on the... You're basically just saying the shit when he joined the Warriors was fraud because...
they were already there was the best team.
But if Kyrie Irving and Harden was already in in the Nets a year before he went, they would have been probably 73-10.
Nah, you crazy. Yeah.
Just Kyrie and Harden?
In the East?
Just Kyrie and Harden.
And the rest of Brooklyn?
What was Kevin? You realize that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving together, just them two, before they got James Harden, they were like the seventh seed in the NBA. You need more than those guys. They only mesh together because it's overwhelming. Because they don't play well together. James Harden's a ball dominant. Kyrie's the ball dominant. KD, he's like ball dominant, but yeah, he could play off ball. Have you ever seen somebody pass the ball to James Harden and he just pull up for a jump shot? That motherfucker got to dribble the ball like six times before he take a jump shot. That's why they had to make him the point guard, because he can't play off ball. He ain't coming off no screens, nothing. So, with that said, him going to that team is respectable, because that team, it's like what if, like, three phenomenally talented players put together. It's exciting to watch because you don't know what can happen. But when you already saw the Warriors win, and then you went to go join that team, and you're the best second, one of the top three players in the NBA, it looked like you was like, oh, okay.
You're smart. It's just the contract.
It was a great decision because he won two championships, but I'm just saying.
I tell you, they don't loyalty.
The team he was on did not deserve loyalty because he was frustrated because he's like, yo, how many times I got to play with y'all and I can't win? And it wasn't his fault they were losing. So I understand that part of it.
So, Dame Lillard is like...
He's in that boat too, but he's going to leave, bro. He's going to leave. Watch.
He's going to leave all
right? Season, one more season of when he watched the next team win another championship. Yeah. Imagine if it's a younger guy that wins a ring before him. Ooh. Right now, he's dealing with a bunch of older dudes that are winning, like LeBron.
You know Antetokounmpo was going to win his. You know
You already knew Antetokounpo was going to get it.
Well, Asha Tatum finally wins his.
If Tatum wins it, you know what I mean? He's going to be like, yo, bro, he's
going
to be one of those players with no ring. And then at every conversation...
He's going to put in his rap album. He's going to come out with diss tracks in the NBA. Like, yo,
NBA player wants to retire without a championship under their belt. I don't care, because you want to win. Your prestige as an athlete, that's why I say I would take half. Because that half that I'm taking can guarantee me to make more money after I retire because of the fact that my name would have been associated with the champion. Now I'm a champion. I'm not just a guy who was in the league, who put up great numbers. I won. You know what I mean? I think that makes a big difference. Patrick Ewing, one of the greatest basketball players to ever live. We don't even talk about him. Because he ain't never won a championship. We talk about Charles Barkley because he's on TV.
He played in Utah, man. No, Patrick Ewing.
He played on the Knicks. He played on the biggest franchise ever. Motherfucking Knicks fans are psychopaths. They real loyal. They go to the games and they were bad for 20 years.
I mean,
they're real fans. He was in like the biggest market ever, but nobody talks about him. It's because he never won. If he'd have won one championship, he'd have been a man forever. Because,
dude, speaking about that, he went to Madison Square Garden and he got fucking ID'd.
See what I'm saying? If he'd have got that ring.
He would have had the red carpet. That's just fucked up.
That's real
Patrick
fucked up.
Ewing?
Yeah, I know. He's synonymous with that team.
That he is New York.
I don't remember any players from the Knicks over him. Like, there's no Knicks player that I'm like, who's the first player you think of when you think of the Knicks? It's Patrick Ewing. He made, like, he was competing with Jordan. That's the only reason why he didn't get one. He had to compete with fucking in the league with Michael Jordan. And then Hakeem Olajuwon. Probably one of the greatest centers ever. I know, we get too much into sports, I get excited.
When that old ass nigga, he was like, Mikemba, things, twin to me.
Dikembe
was twin, yeah.
He's just way better than Dikembe.
Yo,
Hakeem Olajuwon. Yo. You know how good Larry Bird was, Cal? Moody?
Yeah.
I know you don't fuck with Larry Bird.
No, I know Larry Bird. Yeah. I had a boy we called Larry Bird because his shot was that good.
I just heard that he played a game with his left and scored 47. And they were, after the game, they were like, why'd you only take shots with your left? He said, because I'm saving my right for the Lakers. And had 47 points.
I've been reading a lot about, like, little stories of other players saying about his things that he would do. Like, he would be like, oh, you're the new guy that they was talking about? Oh, I got something for you. I'm going to drop 36, 10, and 10, and I'm going to walk out in the third quarter or some shit. And then they'll be like, he really does it, and he really walks out. He's like, yeah, just, like, calls it and then does it.
And then he was the most unathletic person you'll ever. He could have been, he had the athleticism of, I don't know, I can't think of a good metaphor here, but he had horrible athleticism. But yet he was, he's probably the most underrated basketball player considering his skill level, his peak. Man averaged damn near triple-double.
Damn.
24, 10, and 7. He averaged 24 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists for his career.
That's a lot.
At the small forward position. LeBron James, let me put it in perspective. LeBron James, who's considered the greatest basketball player ever, right, averages 27, 7, and 7.
LeBron
James. The GOAT. The GOAT James. Better than Jordan. R.I.P. Better than Kobe. He's a better basketball player. I mean, when he, if he retires right now, they'll never say he was better than Jordan. But I know with my eyes that he was better. Just saying. Like, Jordan was the ultimate competitor, phenomenal. I don't want to make this whole part about sports because I feel like I feel like I'm just going to keep talking. But
nah, you good, man.
But Jordan was the ultimate competitor. Like, when it comes to, like, I'll kill you. But there's nothing he could have did. With, we know how basketball... All right, Kev, as much as we joke around, I'm probably better skill-wise than you at basketball. Handles, you probably got a better shot. I'm just being honest. You probably got a better shot. I'm a little bit bigger than you, so, like, I feel like my strength could be... I'm just...
Be tossing him around, boss.
Let me do it. My strength could be used. But if we play one-on-one 10 times, you're beating me 9 times out of 10. It's just me being... I'm just being honest. I'll say it on the pod. This is the truth. You're beating... Why? Why are you beating me 9 times out of 10? Because you're fucking taller than me.
Because you're dreaming the 10 times. It's 10 times out of
10. Right, see, I try to give him a compliment, and you see what he does? You see why I don't give him compliments?
Hey, Special fans after that.
Right? You're out of a whole
community. It's
on you! I'm like, you like feet?
Fuck it, we take it. We take them all. So,
no, he's gonna be like, you like feet?
but let me just say.
Kevin's gonna get some pictures.
I'm like, you like. Nah, but here's the truth though. Like, when you're playing basketball, height fucking matters, right? Right? It matters. You're better than me. And it'd be hard for me to beat you because the hoop we're aiming at is closer to your height.
I know. It's hard when you're standing at 5'7" to, like, shoot.
I'm 5'10". But when I hit to discuss that, y'all can't put, y'all don't see how tall I am.
You're 5'10".
You know what I'm saying? With my shoes off. But
with your shoes off?
Off.
Hold on, you're talking. Okay, so you're taller than me?
All right. I'm taller than you.
Yeah.
I am taller than you.
Yeah. No, what? Wait, no, yes.
I'm not taller than you.
I don't know.
I feel like we was the same height, but then I remember you said it. You was like, oh, yeah, you got, like, an inch on me. I swear you said it, right?
Yo, this is sound like this nigga's bullshit.
I swear to God you said that.
Yo, just the way he said that shit. Was like,
I swear to God you said that.
I don't even talk like that. I didn't even talk like that. I had me believing it, like, yeah. I said that shit. Yeah, I said that.
Like, I could have sworn you said
that. Was good, dog. Yeah,
maybe I'm bugging. Maybe I'm bugging.
That was deep.
Maybe I'm bugging. Call me crazy, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, height matters in basketball. And to go back to the original point, that's why I'm saying
you're lacking height.
You got a 6'10 LeBron versus a 6'6 Michael Jordan. Crazy athleticism on LeBron's side. Crazy athleticism on Jordan's side. I'm giving the edge LeBron to the guy who's 6'10.
Well, no, LeBron already proved he can just score more than Jordan, so...
Yeah, he's already scored more than Jordan, and he passes first.
Yo, it's not like the possession is going to start with them in the post, bro. It's not going to be like...
Wait.
It's not going to be
you, like... You know that LeBron shoots a higher field goal percentage than him, right?
Yeah.
And a higher three-point percentage than him.
Jordan, right? It's not at the free throw line.
Against niggas that should have been working at Costco.
He recently passed Kobe, too, not so long ago, I think, right?
Yeah, T-Boy.
I'm about to hit up TNT, like, yo, Charles Barkley, go work at Costco.
Yo, Charles Barkley, here's everything you need to know. Charles Barkley was averaging 11 rebounds, and he was 6'5".
Okay.
Against motherfuckers that was 6'10". That's how they suck. LeBron James is playing against a new era.
Or maybe
hybrids.
That's how great Barkley is.
No, he's playing against a new... Half them players in the 90s was smoking cigarettes at halftime, drinking beers at halftime. Them motherfuckers wasn't in shape like they are now.
Nope. So you really think...
Come on,
so that's
man.
Why a lot of people be killing
Jordan
me.
Jordan is a great player, but he had the edge.
I was about to say, a lot of people be killing me with that. You can't interchange eras because like that's like baseball, too. If you hear some of the stories of the people that was playing baseball in like the 70s and the 80s,
yeah,
yo, you would think it wasn't shit compared to what they're doing now. Like cocaine, a little bit of steroids.
That shit was like normal. That shit was like, oh, you going to before the game? Yeah.
These niggas was taking prescription uppers and fucking drinking and smoking and shit.
Yeah.
Taking acid. I forgot the nigga's name. He took acid. Yeah, I think it was, he dropped acid or whatever on, like...
During the game?
Before a game. So it's like...
Can't do that today.
And nowadays, yeah.
Everybody knows how to take care of yourself. It's different. It's a different era. LeBron James playing with totally different basketball players. Say whatever you want. And then he's 4 inches taller than Jordan, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, LeBron at his prime... was fucking unstoppable. You say whatever you want. He had to learn how to be a killer. He had to learn this and that. Bro, it ain't that he had to learn it. It's just one thing and one... Listen.
What nigga said, listen. He said it all quietly and cold.
Go take a couple years worth of every 2K.
Bring up a video
right?
game, okay.
Every 2K, every live, right? Every basketball game you can think of for years. And put the simulation of Michael Jordan versus LeBron James.
A fictional video.
Every single one will come with Michael Jordan, duh. Michael Jordan, duh. Michael Jordan.
You know why? Because Michael Jordan was literally the face of 2K like six times. He did a whole thing.
So he's biased.
Is it biased? Dude, if you put the Lakers now, take off Russell Westbrook, just leave LeBron Anthony Davis versus the best Lakers team ever in the 80s, yo, that Lakers team in the 80s would not only get annihilated, half of them would die. That's all I'm saying, on the court. Because they would not be able to keep up with the pace, the athleticism of the players now.
I don't think all of them wouldn't be able to.
Magic Johnson and Kareem Dogs, they would put up a fight. Yeah. But I'm just saying, the mother guys on that team would die trying to keep up with the players now. How athletic it is, how fucking... It's not even a fair... That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you can't... One, you cannot compare eras. But two, you got to understand who you're dealing with. You could give me the stats. 2K would say dub Michael Jordan. Because Michael Jordan's better at what than LeBron? He's better at what? Mid-range jump shots? That's it? Because he doesn't have free throws?
One thing is we would never know. One thing that we'll never know is who would actually win that.
I know.
No, we would never actually for sure. There's no guarantee.
We wouldn't know. And then people, and then here's another. But here's an argument. You said that LeBron, Michael Jordan was a great defender. Yeah. But one, he's never guarded somebody like LeBron. Never had to. Did he? No. LeBron James is a phenomenal defender. And he's bigger than Michael Jordan and athletic. Jordan's a great player. It's not going to be so easy for him to score on LeBron, yo. It's not going to be like he's just going to be over there like, oh, fade away, fade away. Look at the half the people he scored on. One, none of them LeBron. They ain't look like LeBron. And then it's a one-on-one game, LeBron. He ain't got to worry. LeBron ain't got to worry about his sorry-ass teammates. All he got to worry about is Michael Jordan or any person in front of him. He ain't got to worry about helping on defense. He ain't got to worry about bringing... He ain't got to worry about bringing couches, microwaves, and fucking lawn furniture to the goddamn NBA Finals like he did a couple times.
That's what Steve Kerr did. Steve Kerr clocked out, clocked into the Finals. Like, it buckets. Boom.
Steve Kerr. That reminds me of a story. Me and my cousin was playing 2K, and then, like, he picked the classic Jordan team, and I picked, like, the Jordan... classic Bulls team. I picked the Bulls team now. And I'm not going to say that my cousin's name, but he was playing. And then I was wiping him down. So Jordan and all them went on the bench. And they put in and they put in the bench. And one of the guys on the bench was Steve Kerr. And yeah, he got so excited when he was like, oh, I got Steve Kerr in the game. I was like, dude, he don't watch basketball. So I'm like, because he only saw the highlight of Steve Kerr making the shot.
Yo, that's the first
I was like, Steve Kerr sucks. I couldn't stop laughing for like a good 20 minutes because he was so excited about Steve Kerr. He thought Steve Kerr was about to come and dominate.
Steve Kerr.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to. Yeah,
that's the episode.
He was talking about this. He was watching this little wrestling shit, bro. I just remember wrestling back in the day, dude. The different wrestling, like how he's talking about it. And I was looking at film that, like, his passion for it. And I'm like, damn. I used to love wrestling myself back then. Do you remember that era, though?
The Attitude Era. The Rock, Stone Cold, Mankind, Big Show, Undertaker, Kane, Triple H.
They always explain to that whole Mankind shit.
Well,
there was a fat guy with a sock. that was his finishing move.
You know what was cool about him was that he was like, you thought he was really like that. There was no, like, now you can tell they acted. Like, and I'm not saying that, like, you didn't know. It's more like back then, they were just better actors, I think.
I think the age obviously played a role. Like, your age, like, you're gonna look
at
like, oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm not even looking at the obvious, like, he is not punching him.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know when that shit, it's like it clicked, bro. It clicked, like, yo, Dan, that shit's fake as fuck.
That shit look weird, yeah.
Like, I used to get amped when, like, yo, they would come to be in the ring, then they'll call somebody else's crew out. It was the backstory to it.
Mm-hmm.
Vince McMahon was a fucking beast.
He was a beast, but he also got lucky because he had a lot of talent there. Because The Rock was going to be The Rock regardless. Stone Cold was Stone Cold wherever he went. If they were all on WCW, nah, but he managed it well too, though. Because he created, like, a whole era for it. Like, he made, if it wasn't for him, you're right, he gets all the credit. Because if it wasn't for him to capture lightning, you gotta remember, lightning is lightning, but you gotta capture it in a bottle.
Put it together, catch it. Yeah, that's what a head coach in basketball is for, type thing. We're going back a little bit,
but exactly. Without a head coach, you know, players really.
They gotta.
There's a reason why they don't coach each other. You know, they need direction, no matter how good you are.
This man was just calling that boom boom. Remember how he used to get, like, Tyson to come in to, like, be on the mic? You know what I mean? All those little. Things where, like, special guests would just come in, like Snoop Dogg was on there thing one time. Like, all the shit that he just sets up.
He's the definition of a Renaissance man. Because he took wrestling from, like, about to go bankrupt to
Yes, an entertainment entrepreneur. Yes. Entrepreneur. Shot in the glass.
Oh, come on, Kevin. You know your shots are broken in.
Alright, we're gonna drink this shit.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Listen, shot's not that broken. This is courtesy, my punk ass neighbor. Killing my fucking plants here. Fucking cussed.
Kill my plants.
Cussed him and his boy out. Got my fucking $20, so we're gonna drink a nice bottle of him.
Oh, he paid?
Yeah,
nigga.
The fuck?
What did he do?
He ran over my fucking planter. I had that shit since 2014, nigga. I had two of them when I came over here. They killed the first one. I was like, alright, whatever. Shit happens. Fucking, had three. Mm-hmm. A tow truck driver killed the first one. And then had two left. Somebody else killed the second one, which was them most likely. One left. Then he kills the other one tonight. Just runs it over. Mm. And then tries to act like, oh, no, sorry, it's all right. Nah, nigga, that shit ain't all right. Y'all niggas stay fucking shit up around here, dog. Fucking douchebags.
Yeah, see, that's another thing I don't like. I don't like inconsiderate people, man. Like, be considerate of my shit.
Yo, but we got cameras now, so even if I would have seen it after the you can pull your own, actually. For your own pleasure, loss, pain, whatever. Fucking
off of the neighbor's tab here.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you, whatever your name is. Bob. Fuck you.
Bob.
Fucking neighbor.
But yeah, nah, for me it's the fact that I know this motherfucker wasn't gonna say anything because an incident happened. I'm not gonna speak about it because I don't know what's going on about it, but happened where somebody fucked up some shit from his place. Fucked up somebody else's shit. Or two people shit on the street. Mm-hmm. So, like, we got cameras. So, if I would have seen it later on, and my girl wouldn't have seen it with her own eyes, I would have brought it up to the nigga, and he would have acted like he didn't know what was going on. So, it would have been like a fight after the fact. You know what I mean? So, the fact that I caught him then, and he still was like, whatever, trying to act like he didn't do it, and then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I did it. My fault. It was the accident. Like, nah, nigga. Like, why you turn around in my yard? For one, the street's not that narrow, nigga. Yeah. You don't.
It's not that narrow at all.
Yeah, like, you don't need to turn around in my yard, nigga. Like, you can't drive. And then his boy got mad because I called him a bitch. So, and he walked away, which is good for him. Because, yeah. But yeah, so either way, yeah, not to kill the mood. We're drinking on this dude.
Nah, that was actually
drinking some good shit on this dude.
Yeah, you deserve a round of applause for handling it.
Thank you. I didn't hit anybody. I didn't want to hit anybody.
Fuck that. No. The fact that you didn't hit him, you hit him with the words.
Yeah,
and then
pretty
he
much.
Paid you. He gave you respect enough to pay you.
I told him how I felt.
Had you not did that, he'd have never paid you. He kept on disrespecting.
Exactly. I told him how I felt. Because my thing is my wifey would been saying something to them. So the fact that my wifey gotta keep telling you, don't block the driveway, don't this, yeah, don't that. Yeah. Now you fucking up my property, nigga. Yeah, like now you going too far, bro. Like, but either way, fuck all that. I heard you had a dad joke.
I got two.
You got two of them?
Yeah.
Alright. Y'all wanna hear one of the first one?
Yeah.
Or you want it?
Alright, you got it.
So, what soulful singer part times as a person who hires people to make pastries? I'll repeat it. What soulful singer part-times as a person who hires people to make pastries? Y'all can sit on that.
Pastry chef?
Dude.
Ice cream shop owner? I don't know. You gotta tell us.
I give up.
Yeah, I give up.
I need a baker.
You got that. I should have known that. That's one of my favorite artists, too. I feel stupid now. And then the laugh, though. The laugh is what is making it worse, nigga. Nigga is really laughing at us right now. He's really laughing at us right now.
A Anita Baker.
He's laughing at us too. Okay, I got a little quick one. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is gonna happen to you for life. Would you rather run everywhere you go, like you have to run everywhere you go, full speed when you want to walk, or crab walk?
Everywhere you go.
Uh huh. For the rest of your life.
So full speed ahead.
It's at full speed
ahead. Yo, you're gonna like a fucking. Both ways, you're gonna look like a fucking weirdo.
For real.
Yo, it's gonna look crazy.
At least one way you want to be. I'm
making friends. At
least. Yo, you see one of your friends like, hey man, what's up, man? Alright, man, that's on me, man.
Yo, for real. Yo, we're gonna be full speed everywhere.
BJ gotta worry about having a conversation.
Good morning.
Dude, I just fucked up my blood.
Running by you every morning. Like,
yeah, yo, I never really thought about that when I wrote it down.
But then, how weird is the crab walk though? Like, come on.
Like, I'm not doing crab walk. If you crab walk, people just gonna be like, there's something wrong. They're gonna always, they just gonna have pity on you. I'd rather people think I'm all like, fucking cocaine.
That's that nigga. Like, for real, they're gonna be like, that's all that nigga.
They're gonna try to kill you. They're gonna be like, the zombie apocalypse.
Zombie
I was ready, I knew it.
First time I'm going to, they're gonna be like, yo, you both your legs and your arms work, but you're crawling?
Yeah, but I got the syndrome.
Oh, you got the syndrome.
That COVID shit switched. They died.
It's a switch.
It's what a zombie
said. No, this is how you explain it. Like, I was, remember, you know how when you're a baby, and then you learn how to crawl, and then you learn how to walk? I just never got past the crawl part.
Yo, that's a good explanation. All right, I got one. Okay, I know you probably got another dad joke, but I got another fucking would you rather real quick. All right, would you rather eat one or two raw hot ghost peppers or eat all of the cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory? Like, you got to try each bite. Each cheesecake,
sample?
I think it's like 36.
Sample yeah. or eat a whole
You gotta eat
cheesecake.
A piece. Not a whole
just
cheesecake,
a piece
just a piece.
Out of everything that,
36 pieces of cheesecake or a ghost pepper?
Oh, that's the 36.
You gotta eat it straight.
No.
Yeah.
Can I have some? Can I ask
some? Yeah, that's a lot of pieces, bro.
You can ask for more what?
Cheesecake.
If it's only 36
pieces,
not bites. 36 pieces. They got 36 different flavors of cheesecake.
Bite, just
it's
no,
you,
you
got to
eat the piece. A piece.
Yo.
No, you got to eat a piece, a slice.
It's either you want to take a shit, diarrhea, or you never want to shit again.
No lie. Y'all are giving me some perspective I never thought of. The shit factor never crossed my mind. It was just the eating part.
It's the like, rapid fire volcanic
just the
diarrhea.
Eating. Yo, I only thought about the eating part.
That's tougher than I thought. 36 pieces of fucking cheese. I just put it down.
But it's not one flavor. It's all different flavors. So you may get some shit you may not even like. And you got to eat that piece.
And you said, what was the first one? A bunch
ghost
of...
Ghost peppers. One or two ghost peppers.
Oh, one or two?
Yeah, raw ghost peppers. Raw ghost peppers. You never had, like, ghost pepper on, like, a burger or, like, you want to put chicken wings, ghost pepper wings?
Nope. Actually, usually I say no ghost peppers.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm like,
that's
no.
Damn. Ghost peppers, I say no peppers,
I'd be going to Burger King, I'm like, yo, can I get the Whopper and hold the ghost pepper?
Yo, y'all stupid.
But with anything hot.
So y'all never, okay, have y'all had a habanero?
I know what a ghost pepper is.
Have you had a habanero, though? I'm trying to give you the spectrum.
I had a hot sauce packet.
No, but have
like,
you had one?
I avoid it on purpose.
Have you had one, though?
I've had close to it. Not doing it.
Okay, so now it's either that or it's eat mad cheesecake.
Oh, God.
Like, you got to eat 36 pieces of cheesecake. God, and I've eaten damn near half a cheesecake and damn near thought I was going to die.
Tough one.
So imagine 36 pieces. And that wasn't a half a cheesecake at one sitting. It was like half a cheesecake over the course of the day.
Man,
and my cousin makes those big round ones too. So
how long do you have to eat those 36 pieces?
It's like thick as shit.
How long do you have to eat those 36 pieces?
How long? The day? You got one day, I guess. Day. The whole day.
The whole day?
I don't know. A whole day.
Two ghost peppers?
Yeah.
24 hours?
Because I don't know how long it's going to
be. One in the morning and one at night. Right?
Probably, yeah.
Nigga, you're going to be shitting after the first one.
You're going to shit either way.
That's how you do it.
You shitting no matter what you do.
I would rather shit than not shit.
You shitting no matter what, bro.
I'm going to go with the peppers.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't want that smoke, though.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with that. I'm going to have to go with the peppers. I don't like cheesecake.
Okay.
You said pieces.
36
pieces.
Who's cutting these pieces?
They're regular normal slices like you get at the restaurant.
Yeah. Normal slices.
They're Cheesecake Factory
slices.
What about
they don't like
being like a slice of pizza.
What about a little person? They like little.
Okay.
No, there's no mini cheesecake. This ain't Stop and Shop. This ain't Market Basket and Stop and Shop. They got regular size. No, they got regular size pieces. If you're going to eat a regular size ghost pepper, you got to eat regular size pieces. I feel it. No, my aunt used to get the mini ones all the time. Them shit just kind of bomb.
Just
one quick bite and that's it.
36 pieces.
I was cheating on my girl with a midget one.
36 pieces. All right, so like.
That's fucked up.
You know what
something like that. That's like a piece of cake.
I was like,
it's a little.
Oh, okay. I was
ahead of you. I got it from Martin now, though. All right, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kev. What's your answer, Kev?
No.
What's your answer, Kev?
Yeah.
What's your answer?
No. He didn't say nothing.
What's your answer? Cheesecake?
Yeah, that's
what. So it's cheesecake?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to. No, that's
what. No,
No, it's no mini cheesecake.
Look.
They don't sell mini cheesecake at Cheesecake Factory.
You ever went to a party and then like, yo.
Either your butthole paws, your butthole's about to be soaking wet.
Or you paws. Mad visitors. So they keep
No, he didn't say sample.
That's a sample.
He didn't say sample size. He said a fucking slice of fucking cheesecake. 36 fucking slices. Bro. You said cheesecake?
Come on, Kev.
I got 24 hours.
You can do it, Kev.
I can't eat more than three.
36? You're going to do 36 four
I
pieces?
I can't eat more than three.
All right, cool. I would do that, too, because I like ghost peppers, so it would be no benefit for me eating just two ghost peppers.
Type of psychopath.
What? I like
ghost
shit.
Peppers?
Yeah, yo, I've had fucking that in the,
My voice got, I'm not high pitched for no
reason. The other one that they got, too, the fucking Reaper shit. I like the Reaper ones, too. They're not bad. Why are you looking at me like that, bro? You make me feel like I'm a weirdo. Why am I a weirdo?
I thought I knew you, man. Why are you torturing yourself? Because over time,
I've built a tolerance to spicy food, and it started off when I was younger. I started off eating jalapenos and all those different ones like that, and then it went from jalapenos to having to eat the habanero, and the other different ones higher than that, and then it went from that to what it is now.
We should do that. We should do an episode where we have.
We can do that. Yeah, reaction. Yeah,
we should do that. I'm down for that.
Because I'm down to do the one chip challenge.
We are going to do that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bro, speaking of one chip challenge, fuck Packy. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers. Y'all never sent me my one fucking chip. I signed up for the one chip challenge a long time ago, years ago, it was out. Yeah, before they ran out. Now they got new batches and they ain't fucking sent me shit.
Fucking
dickheads.
Fuck you.
Put me on a list, my ass.
I don't fuck with no
packies
out here.
Yo, I bought the chips. Yo, the chips are bomb. They got mad different flavors. They got lime, some other shit.
You gonna endorse them and then just...
No, I'm talking about the chips are bomb, but it's fuck them. It's still fuck them.
I'm with you with the fuck them.
No, I'm telling you the process of how it happened.
Your food's delicious,
bro. No. I'm telling you how it happened.
I love your shit.
I was eating the chips.
I was riding up. He's like,
No, I'm not fucking with him. I'm just saying, this is how it happened. I bought the chips. The chips are bomb and shit. They had some lime and other shit like that. But what pissed me off is when I fucking signed up for the challenge and I started buying the other chips, some of them are like just like the regular chips with no spice. They're overflavored.
Because they're overcompensating.
Yeah, because it's no spice. So they figure, oh, well, let's just blast the shit out of it. Excuse me, pause.
Let's just ruin it.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, you got this hot shit you ruined already because it's hot.
Yeah.
Which, it's because... Some people can't handle it, but I like it. I liked it. Spicy shit. It's like
I like spicy.
A grown man talkie.
God damn it, there's a limit.
What you mean? You gotta get spicy, bro. Nigga. When you feel if your nose or if you ain't sweating or your nose,
it actually cures cancer.
Like yeah.
What attracts you to that? I really want to know.
Health benefits?
Like, why do you want to sweat? Why does you mean sweat?
Yeah, I know.
Because it tastes, that means it's good.
Oh, you like the taste?
If it makes you sweat, that means it's a good spice.
You like the taste of lava?
A lava? Lava. I never had that. Oh, the tacos?
No, that's what you eat in this lava. It's comparing it to lava, dude. You eat lava.
No, but like, why do you like to put yourself through that shit?
How many times they gonna heads up? Okay, real quick, since we got 5 minutes left, I got one more. Actually, Dan, which one should I do? Fuck. Okay, since we're already on this topic, since Dan having buttholes problems, pause. Fucking, would you have rather have an itchy tongue for the rest of your life or itchy butthole?
Itchy tongue for the rest of your life or itchy butthole?
Yeah.
Itchy tongue.
Itchy tongue?
Yeah.
Itchy
like yeah. No matter what you do, it's just gonna be itchy.
I can all day itch my tongue.
Both is uncomfortable.
So you gonna walk around like
all
this
all day? I could be like this all day with my mouth closed, right?
So and you gonna walk around itchy, like that?
I can hold it for a little bit.
When your butt's itchy, bro, there's only so many occurrences in the day where you can.
Yo,
just
eventually your teeth
wear out. You're
gonna go to the bathroom. You can see it all day.
So, not so all day. You gotta suppress it.
While you sitting, while you working,
eventually your teeth are gonna fall out, bro. Honestly.
Yeah.
All day.
Eventually, you'd rather an itchy butthole all day?
No. The thing is, doesn't matter to me each one, either one.
Nah.
Because you can use, for your tongue, you can use that tooth numb and shit that you buy at the store. For your butt paws, you can use something that's similar to that, too.
No, you can't use nothing, though. Can't use nothing, what would you pick?
Oh, if I can't use nothing? I'd honestly have to say my tongue. Because I don't like scratching buttholes.
Oh, yeah, Kevin.
No, yes, on tongue.
Scratching your butthole's awkward and weird.
There's nothing wrong with doing it, but all
he said there's nothing wrong with doing it. No, it's nothing wrong.
If I got an itch anywhere in my body, I'm gonna scratch it.
But it just feels weird.
Unless I think the person next to me could get offended by it, I might move to his respect. I might move to another area to scratch.
That's what
it's
I
not
mean
for
by
me. It's for them.
That's what I mean by it. Just feels
when it's
weird
all day
because you're scratching scratching your butthole in public, and you gotta find a place to scratch your butthole.
Only so
I'm getting caught.
So many times I can make another chill. Like, yeah. Like,
hey,
listen. I'll
walk around with fucking
you
doing ear pods all day. Like this is the music.
Yo, nigga.
Right?
What about you, Kev?
What?
You said tongue. Oh, okay. All right, one more quick one then. All right. You got a superhero. You got either superheroes could be real or, fuck. Oh, shit.
Don't start with me on superheroes.
Yeah, you could either superheroes could be real or, cartoons.
Superheroes.
No, excuse me, Pokemon. Either Pokemon's are real or superheroes.
Running around.
No, you're not. You can't turn into a superhero. I'm just saying superheroes are real.
Like, oh, so I'm going to be dying?
Yeah.
Anonymously?
Or Pokemon.
No.
Or Pokemon are real.
Because I can be a Pokemon trainer. You don't have to be a superhero.
Yeah, you can catch the Pokemon. You got that.
Really super.
I thought you meant like I could
you
be
didn't
a
watch,
Pokemon.
You didn't
watch
Pokemon?
Pokemon?
So you want superheroes then, huh?
Superheroes? No.
You would want
superheroes? When superheroes will come, when superheroes going to come? Because people are going to be like, yes.
They're going to come rescue you, but they're going to fuck shit up.
I'm going to probably be a casualty because motherfuckers going to kidnap you.
Yeah.
You're not safe.
I don't know what Pokemon. Unless you're a superhero. What's their enemy? Like,
the Pokemon.
People trying to
catch
you.
And then they still don't die.
I have to worry about buildings exploding.
No, Pokemon don't attack humans.
Yeah, you're just catching a Pokemon.
This nigga
It's like catching a stray dog.
Like, God damn.
It's like catching a stray dog and turning him into a house pet. He's like
20.
The best dog in the world now because he has a home.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah. And he's happy to be in a cage 23 hours out of the day.
Remember, the app had people running around like, oh, I caught it.
Yeah.
Beep.
Motherfuckers like, oh my god, a fucking Charizard. But somehow I'm from Brooklyn and I ended up in Wisconsin.
For real, right?
Like what?
Niggas be walking around the earth grabbing real Pokemon.
Pokemon go to hell.
Pokemon. I was at Pokemon.
Pokemon go to hell. I won't fuck with. But I tell you this, I'd much rather have Pokemon.